Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes unscripted on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the critical security controls. Big fan of them. I was an early adopter when there was the SANS 20, right, which is a lot of people still say. And at the financial services firm, I used them to graph out and map out where my controls were, where my strengths were, where my defenses were, and plan for improvements, right? Using the radar graph, I love radar graphs. Radar graphs are fantastic. Show me the big picture, show me the coverage, like a shield, and there's a bunch of gaps because we got work to do. We always have work to do. And there's a new version out, right? So if you haven't looked at it, it's not new. It came out in Q4 of last year. But take a look at the CIS, critical security controls. Same people do the CIS benchmarks. They've now taken it on and they revamped it. So I left the financial services firm, I went to consulting, and I talk about the 20 critical security controls, people would try and trip me up. They'd be like, well, doesn't it bother you as someone who does pen testing that pen testing is number 20? Because the 20 security controls are risk ranked. Like the number one is the most important, number 20 you do least, right? Or last, rather, not least, but last. And so, of course, with pen testing being last, people are like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. And I get this when I'd be giving a talk, people raise their hands and be like, well. And it didn't bother me. It didn't bother me at all because I made perfect sense. You should know your inventory. You should know what you got. You should have your wireless lockdown. You should have your people aware. You should have your instant response in place. And then start doing really robust pen testing and red team and exercise and whatnot. So that didn't bother me at all. It makes sense to me in terms of priorities. It also makes sense to me if you look at the new CIS version, which is version 6. If you look at version 6, the one that came out in Q4 last year, and take a look at it, and you'll notice that some things have changed quite a bit. So, for example, application security, which used to be middle of the pack, has now dropped down to 18. That did surprise me because we see so many breaches happening at the application layer. Right, so you got a website that's been broken into. Now the stat that I see most often is 86% of breaches investigated started at that layer. But what took its place and what is now above malware defense makes perfect sense to me. There's a new control for email and web browsing. And that control is above malware defense. That control, I think, is number 6. And the idea here is, if you think about where most of the attacks are happening, where most of the risk is happening at the moment, it's things like ransomware, it's things like phishing, it's things like I've got a drive-by download that infected my box. Right? How is the malware getting onto us in the first place? It's getting onto us mostly through email and web. And that tends to be perhaps not the biggest source of a breach, but the biggest focus for many IR response teams, because you're constantly cleaning up this low-level attack that happens again and again and again. So they came up with a new control set for it, for email and web browsing, put it above malware, because as we know, malware protection is only so good. And the idea is to stop the attack before it gets there. I like that. That makes sense. There's a full change log at CIS. When you download the pack, you can get that change log. You can see how everything else changed and what requirements were added where. If you haven't seen it again, go take a look at it. If you're thinking, hey, how can I measure the maturity of my security program or plan for improvements? You don't have a standard to hold yourself against yet? Critical security controls, highly recommend it. Take a look, let me know what you think. Drop me a comment or tweet at me. Cheers.